Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
To Show Talk with Angela Butler. And of course, I am Angela Butler. The guest, one more thing. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. The guest on this show is a hip-hop artist named Young Stupid. Would you like to give your real name?
My name is Taurus Hankey.
Okay. Say that again.
Taurus Hankey.
Okay, this young hip-hop artist has been on the hip-hop scene a while. His stage, his performer artist name is Young Stupid, and he is from South Florida. He is a determined, ambitious, and of course, hip-hop artist. So without further delay, Young Stupid. How are you, and welcome to the show.
How you doing, Angela?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Just want to ask this question. Are you a dad?
Yes, ma'am. I got three beautiful kids.
Okay. Well, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I believe you are from Miami, Florida, or South Florida. Am I correct?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. All right. So we know a mutual friend, G. How is it working for G?
How's it working with G? I think he's been supportive. You know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So I thank G, man, for everything the faith that he has into me and trying to push me forward to push me to my big dream.
Okay. Why did you decide to make hip-hop your genre for performing?
Cause I feel like going through my life story, what I've been going through, I feel like I can use that to put into my music and have people feel me where I'm coming from, you know, and feel I'm trying to go, you feel me? So I feel like I can make it an industry because it's in me. I grew up with it in me. My fam, they in the music industry, and it's going down the line. I prefer that I can do something better in the music industry.
Okay. I hope you do so, and I know you are doing so. So, was there a point in your life that you did not want to be a hip-hop artist?
Ma'am?
Was there a point in your life when you did not want to be a hip-hop artist?
No, man, there's no point. I always put 100% to my music.
Okay. Where can the listening audience purchase your CD?
Anywhere, you know, Walmart, you know, the big places that's where people know, you know, where it's known for people to get CDs and, you know, different places.
Walmart is one of them. Okay. I'll look for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Who are the artists, even though you sent me, I have some of these, I'll still look for you. who are the artists that influence you the most?
I'm a Lil Boosie fan. I love Lil Boosie. I'm a diehard for Lil Boosie.
Do you listen to other types of music like R&B or any other genre of music?
Yeah, I do R&B. You know, I do it all. You know, whatever comes to my mind, I write it down. It, you know, I'm both ways.
Okay. Do you write your own lyrics?
Yes, ma'am. I write my own lyrics. I do it from my heart.
What is the name of your CD?
Y'all Stupid Mixtape, Brand New Kid on the Block.
Okay. At what point in your life did you decide hip-hop was absolutely what you wanted to do, to be a rapper or a hip-hop artist?
You know, my wife, you know, my kids, my wife always told me I'd be sitting around talking, rapping all day. She was like, baby, you need to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, pop, try to do something with yourself and go for your dream, because I feel like you can make it. So I thank her for that.
Okay. Sounds like you have a good wife.
Yeah, you know, she, I love her to death.
Yeah, she's sticking with you. She's your encouragement.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is your life and the career you have chosen meant to help others in a positive way?
Yeah, so, you know, I want, if I make it in the ministry industry, I want to be able to give back to those, for those that need help and look forward towards something. Like, you know, I want to leave the earth as a good person, as people know me as a good person. You know, that's just me.
Are you currently an independent artist?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have your own record label?
Yeah, I got my own record label.
Okay. Well, let's talk some more about your CD. How long did it take you to write this CD and to put it together?
How long did it take to get my rap together?
To put your CD together, or to write your CD.
Oh, it took me, you know, I go to the studio, do an hour, you know, and it takes me an hour to drop two songs. You know, whenever I get a chance to get in the studio, I drop two songs for a whole hour. You know, it just kind of happens. I stay writing. Everything comes to my mind. I just write it down. So I keep constantly writing.
So that's what you do, write all the time. So you just have a supply of hip-hop artists songs and R&B, I mean, hip-hop artist raps and R&B songs. Okay, that's what it sounds like. Is there any particular artist that has performed with you on the CD?
No, it's all me. All me. I hang by myself and I do things by myself, so I ain't got really too much nobody to do time with me. I do it by myself.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Is there a particular venue or club that people could go to see you in action?
Yeah. You can go to any club. Yes, ma'am. Any club.
Okay. What are your interests outside of hip-hop?
Ma'am?
What are your interests outside of hip-hop? What do you like to do?
I want to, if I make it in the hip-hop industry, I want to be able to do things that for my kids that I can do in my younger days, and I want them to live a better life, let my wife live a good life with my wife and live a good family life.
Okay. Do you have any interests outside of hip-hop? Is it just your family?
Yeah, spending time with my kids, going to the movies, going bowling, you know, spending quality time with my kids so they'll know that I'm a real true dad to them.
Okay. It is Father's Day, so this is a great show. Are some of your lyrics on your CD about your life experiences?
Yeah, my music is like, it's not what I'm doing, it's what I want to do, you see me? I want to be able to do those things, you know, the things that I couldn't do, I want to be able to do it, you know what I'm saying? So some music gonna be real and some are not really real because it's not what I've been doing, but I really want to do it. So, you know, I put it in there, and if once I get a chance to do it, then my CD will be real for my words, you feel me? So, yeah, I give good music.
Okay, sounds great. So is G going to have you performing outside of Miami, Florida?
Ma'am?
Is G going to have you performing outside of Miami, Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds very promising. Do you know if you'll be coming to Northwest Florida performing, or you don't know yet?
I really don't know right now, but eventually I hope real soon I will.
Okay. G's a good person. He's a good man.
Yeah, he's been real with me since day one, and I can't change that for nothing, you know what I'm saying? I salute to G-Man because he kept it 100 with me.
That's right. And he calls his form a hip-hop, a rap, original. Is it original? Old school?
Okay.
At this point in your life, what is your greatest achievement?
The shine in life, you know what I'm saying, to do the things I can't do for my kids and go far as I can, you know, hopefully praying that, you know what I'm saying, one day my chance will come and I can show the world what time it is.
Okay. So you have a whole lot more to do.
Yes, ma'am, I got a whole lot.
You haven't had your greatest achievement yet in your career,
yes,
have you?
Yeah, I'm trying to
get there
right now. Mm-hmm.
You're young, but you're determined and you're ambitious and you're talented.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And just
go ahead.
No, I'm saying I would just try, you know, try every day, you know. It can happen as soon as possible. If you know you try to put your effort to it, it'll come soon.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a particular sport or team that you like?
I'm a New England Patriots fan. I'm a diehard.
Okay.
All right.
Well, is there anything in particular about your CD that makes it stand out for everyone else's so that people will want to go out and buy it in record numbers?
It's something that people can relate to and they'll feel the vibe on where I'm trying to go and where I'm coming from. You know, I'm coming from a struggle, and I want to just put good music out there for people to feel where I'm coming from. And I believe in my music, and I'm confident in my music. I put my all into my music. So once I start, there's no stopping.
Okay. Sounds good. There's no stopping. So I noticed that you had said earlier that all of your songs, not all of your lyrics, are based on life experiences. Some of it, you just kind of go, not to make up, but write as you go.
Yeah, trying to feel a little, just see if I got, if, you know what I'm saying, my rapping is all right, you know what I'm saying. You know, I put 100%, I feel like my music good music, but, you know, I want people to feel where I'm coming from and understand that it's not real, it's what I really want to do, and, you know, that just how it is.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that makes sense. Nothing wrong with that. You're trying to stay real.
Yes, ma'am. You
listen,
if I can't
I'm go to break.
Can't be real to myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I said I can't be real to myself and try to give out real stuff. I have to be real to myself before I can give out real stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to go to break.
Okay.
Everyone, listen. You're listening to the artist and his performance stage name is Young Stupid. And we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and talk to hip-hop artist Young Stupid.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. On tonight's show, we have the rap artist, hip-hop artist, Young Stupid. Say your name again. I just got an email that popped up. They want to know your real name. Say it again, please.
My real name is Tory Panky.
Tory?
Tory Panky.
Okay, Tory. All right, so you heard that, the ones who have been emailing me, you heard what he said, his name is Tory. Do you have a particular sports team that you like?
The Patriots.
Patriots, okay, all right. So what will you be performing next?
Ma'am?
Where will you be performing next?
I should be performing in Orlando, Florida, Halltown.
Okay. All right. Okay. So is this your first CD, or have you had others?
No, this is my first.
Oh, it's your first. Okay. Kind of excited about having your own CD.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I can imagine. I would be, too. I remember when I first did a show, I was real excited. My first show was back in 2010, and it was called The Angela Butler Show. And I worked with someone else, a very talented lady. So she's very talented, and she taught me a lot.
Okay.
So when I did my first show, I had like maybe 10 listeners, and now I've got like 1.2 million likes, and that's just from Facebook, 1.2 million, but I only have 5,000 friends, and then I've got on Google Plus, Google Share, I've got like 46,000 or 47 people, I mean, and the listeners itself is 251,000. So it's grown from 10 listeners.
I need to be
I'm proud of.
Yeah.
Show Talk with Angela Butler. We separated the lady and I creative differences because of creative differences. And then my show started January 2nd, 2011, Show Talk with Angela Butler. So I'm doing this for myself. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to do the same. You feel me? You went through some strains, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be like you too, to go through some strains and try to push forward towards my dream.
Yeah. Everybody has a dream. You know, God blesses everybody differently, and you definitely have talent. Definitely.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is your first CD. Were you excited when you found out it was in Walmart? I was really excited. Okay. Are you working on a second CD?
Say it again.
Are you working on a second CD?
Yes, man. I got more songs coming right now. I should be going in the studio soon, so I got more songs coming.
Okay, that's great. That is great. And what is the name of your record label?
No Slat Records.
Okay. All right. And its main location is Miami?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Is Miami a busy place?
I really never been down there like that, so I wouldn't know. So, you know, I kind of spares Miami.
Okay, I understand that. Keeps you out of trouble, too.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, you have to watch who you hang with, because sometimes you can be with somebody and not be doing anything wrong and still get in trouble.
So,
today's Father's Day. How did you celebrate Father's Day?
I spent time with my fam, you know, the one that I've been holding down since day one, barbecue and eating good, you know, having a good time.
Oh, okay. Barbecue, oh, that sounds great. I have a relative that's going to celebrate his birthday July 19th.
Yes, ma'am.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
I see myself at the top, you know what I'm saying, and trying to give the world some good music. You know, I know there's a lot of good rappers out there giving out good music because most rappers out there inspire me to do what I'm doing right now. So I just want to make it to the top and you know what I'm saying, give out good music, get positive music that I can come up with.
Yes, I believe Rick Ross is in South Florida, is he not? Didn't he get his start in South Florida? Rick Ross?
Ma'am?
I was asking about Rick Ross. Isn't he in South Florida?
Yes, ma'am. He's in Miami.
Oh, okay. That's where he got his start. Okay. All right. What do you think of the hip-hop artist Lil Wayne? I think that's what he calls himself. What do you think about him? And what do you think about hip rap, as it used to be called? What do you think about rap less than 20 years ago? What do you think of? Do you think it's changed too much, or do you believe that it's changed for the best or for the good?
I think it's changed for the good.
Okay, that's great. So your CDs are mostly about messages. Do you have a message CD?
Yeah, I got messages that I'm putting out, you know, messages that's for me to put out to put out, and that I want everybody else to relate to. You know, I want, you know, I'm a swag type person. You know, I like the swag out on my phone. You know, it ain't nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Selling drugs, killing, and none of that. You know, I'm giving straight swag music, club banging music, and that's it.
Okay, club music. Okay. That's great.
And if I do make it in the industry, I want to try to start my own clothing label. You know, if I start my own clothing label, it's going to call Stupid Slave, you know what I'm saying? So everything I do got to be stupid.
Okay. Troy. Okay. No. All right. Okay. Well, you're not stupid at all.
No.
Okay. All right. I just want to say that.
But Young Stupid, it stands for my, you know, Young Stupid means everything that I do have to be stupid. So the name don't mean I'm stupid, you feel me? It's just a color, different colors, you know, everything got to be stupid, like cars, you know, clothes, shoes, you know, jewelry, all that. That's what Young Stupid stands for.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm kind of from a different generation. I'm not old, really old, but that is what the word stupid means, because I've heard my younger brother say it, and I didn't understand it till saying that. I thought he was, so that's the name with the younger generation. Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's 19.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Was that always your stage name from the beginning?
Like I had one stage name was Turbo, but down there in Florida, there was some situation going on with another person named Turbo. We're getting his name in heat, and it failed on me, so I had to end up to come up with a different name. So I let my hood know that this going to be my new name, so this ain't my name no more, and I ain't going to take no blame for this name no more. So I gave myself a different name, and everybody took it and ran with it.
Okay, all right. You're unique then, different.
Yeah.
I guess it would be called Fresh, maybe? Okay, never mind. So, what are some of your goals? You were talking about once you made it in hip-hop, the music industry. I have one question. If your CD is in Walmart, that doesn't mean you've made it? Because to me, that would be big.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, my goal is, you know, I want to shine, you know, I want to shine on my haters that left me down when I was down. I want to be able to, you know, I want to go so far, I want to make hit music, you know, I want to be on 106 and Park, you know, I always sit every 7 days a week watching 106 and Park and want to be on there one day.
Okay. 106 and Park is BET. That's the one that Bow Wow was on, or is still on as a whole. Okay.
And I want one of my biggest goals too is that I really, really deep down inside want to meet my biggest fan, that's Lil Boosie. And because he inspired me, he got kids, you know what I'm saying, and listening to him, I can vibe to his music because he's speaking the truth, and that's what inspires me, Lil Boosie.
Okay. So, who is the artist? It doesn't have to be a hip-hop artist that you would most like to work with besides yourself.
Lil Boosie.
Lil Boosie, okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Lil Boosie, okay. So, are any of your songs or videos on YouTube?
Yeah, I got one of my songs on YouTube.
Okay, which one is that?
It's called Brand New.
Brand New, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good.
Up on the Young Stupid by Jackboy P.
Okay. Well, you're with the right person, G. G-Man is really good. So you're with the
yes,
right
ma'am.
Person career-wise. All right, we're going to take another break. We're going to listen to Andy Clyde, and then we're going to come back and talk to Young Stupid, or rather, Troy, as his real name is.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. Andy Klein provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
are listening and still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have on the show Troy, or better yet, his stage name, Young Stupid. I also want to say that the theme music for Show Talk with Angela Butler was provided by Demetrius Jeffries. He helped write the music, and he also has worked with the rapper T.I. On the film, I think it's ATL, if I got it wrong. Somebody emailed me and told me that it's wrong. But he worked on T, worked with T.I. and some other hip-hop artists. And so that's who helped write the song. He's very talented. His name is Demetrius Jeffries. Okay. So tell the listeners again where they can go to purchase your CD.
You go to Walmart, Kmart, you know, anywhere you can get CDs from, it'll be there. And I just want y'all to support me and go and grab my CD and support me. And I want to thank all y'all listeners for taking y'all time to listen to me and listen to this show.
Okay. Yes, and I don't know who all's listening, but I encourage you to go out and purchase his CD, too. He's very talented. He's intelligent. Another question I have, how young were you when you first learned of hip-hop? Because you're not really old either. You're young. So how old were you when you learned of hip-hop or rap?
I would say about when I was 25. I've been doing it for about 2-3 years.
Okay. You're young.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any artists that have influenced your style?
Boosie, T.I., Plies, Lil Wayne, you know, all the main, Rich Homie, Quan, you know, all of them inspire me. You know, I see them every day on the TV, and I think to myself, like, they can do it, I can do it, and they inspire me to do and push harder.
Okay. So you're inspired by them. That is great. I think it's good to have aspirations. Did you have a lot of family support when you were coming up, you know? And also, who encouraged you the most? I know you said your wife, but when you were younger, who encouraged you the most to pursue your
mom,
career?
My mom. Yes, ma'am.
That is good. That is real good. She encouraged you. That's good. So you already said that you write your own lyrics and that you're an independent artist who has his own record label. Are you taking on clients or are you just concentrating on yourself?
I would like to work with plenty of people. Any people that want to work with me, I'm willing to work because I'm trying. You feel me? I want to get there to the top.
Okay, so how would they get in touch with you? If you're not comfortable giving out a phone number, maybe give an email address?
I ain't got nothing to hide. You know, I won't mind giving out my real number and email or whatever.
Well, if you want to give out your email so people can contact you if they, you know, hear the show and want to sign up to your record label, go ahead and give it to them.
My Yahoo mail is stupidslave23@yahoo.com.
Okay, could you say that slower?
StupidSlave23@yahoo.com.
All right, listeners, you heard him. He's telling you how to get in touch with you. Troy is stage name of Stupid. He is telling you how to get in touch and send material to you, their samples, anything like that, or do they just need to send an email to you and they want you to listen to something, to their CD
okay.
or their music, whatever else.
Okay.
Is that what they need to do?
Yes, ma'am. If you want to hear my song, go on my Yahoo, and it's on Yahoo. It's on my email, so you can listen to it on my email.
Okay. All right. That's great. So what is it that you have learned while being in the hip-hop industry that will benefit someone else?
I do, you know, if
a
I make
person,
it, I want to be
a young teenage male. A young teenage male. What is something that you have learned that would benefit them, help them if they decide they want to be a hip hop artist like you?
I learned about G Man helping me, and I feel like that was a blessing that he helped me. So and then I knocked that he blessed me. I want to be more people blessing. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to give people something, not just because I got it now and I can look out for people. You know, I want to help the poor, and I want to do a lot. I want to change the world. I want to leave this earth as a good person.
Yeah, you want to help people. You don't want to put people down. You want to help build people up. You're not a hater, you know. Okay, well, that's great. There need to be more people like you. But the question was, what is something that you have learned that would benefit and help someone else, such as a young teenage male? What advice would you give to a young teenage male who wants to be a hip-hop artist?
I reach out to anybody that need help and help people, and, you know, give people direct numbers and get in contact with me if they want help or whatever. You know, I'm not trying to be nasty. I want to be a good person. Anybody can reach out to me. You know, I'm here.
Okay, that is great. Okay. All right. Well, nothing wrong with your answer. So when do you expect your next CD to be out? And, again, I've got a question again. They've emailed me, book and email. They want to know where would they be able to go to see you perform or see you in action? They didn't get it the first time.
Orlando, Florida, Miami. You know, down south. But I'm looking forward to performing anywhere I can get a chance to perform at.
Okay, young lady from Atlanta, you hear that? You heard what he said. You listening to the show. You heard what he said. I don't know who you are, but you got your answer. He answered. Okay. Is there anything that you have learned that will help a younger person, such as a young person who wants to be a hip-hop artist, that will help them in their career?
Yeah, just like how I reached out to G-Man and got to know people I want somebody to do the same way towards me.
Yes, G-Man has, the original G-Man has he has a song, a rap that I particularly like, a rhyme that I like, and the name of it is Who That Got Your Back. I think that's great. Yeah, I really do.
Sorry about that.
So, all right, hold on. Some audio coming in. I apologize. All right. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So G-Man has helped you a lot. He's helped you a lot, and you're glad you met him.
Yes, ma'am. I'm blessed to be. Ma'am?
Go ahead and answer the question.
Yeah, I said that's a blessing for him. You feel me? That was a blessing to me to get to know who he was and him to take his time out to help me out. You feel me? So he reached out to me on Facebook. You know, every email, everything. He took me through the ropes, told me what I had to do to go through to get to where I want to go, and I appreciate him.
Yes, he worked with Raw Bass. He has a lot to say in his lyrics and everything.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
okay.
He's the truth.
Yeah, he's the one that told me about you.
Yeah, I love you, man. That's, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Oh, you wouldn't? Okay, all right. Well, if you're in Walmart and Kmart, then you're getting pretty huge. So you've been on the scene a little while now. Been working toward this for a while. Okay, that is great. What does your wife think what she has to say about your career?
She really down for going to the top with me. She want to help. She excited. She happy, and she always want my dream to come true.
That's great. That is beautiful. I think that's good to have a helpmate like that. Is there anybody you like to mention here on the show that you feel has helped you, or somebody you like to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to Ms. Rena Williams for helping me get that, directing me to G-Man. You know, if it weren't for her too, you know, I wouldn't meet G-Man. And I'm happy for that. And G-Man, I want to say thank you to G-Man. You want to say, I want to thank me, my fam, my wife, my kids, and everybody that supported me on my dream. And I want to thank you too, Miss Angelina.
Angela. It's not Angelina, it's Angela. I'm Angela Butler. You are more than welcome. You can just call me Angela. That's fine.
Okay, Miss Angela.
That is more than fine.
And I want to thank the man up above.
The man up above. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody can get mad at you for that. You were talking about haters. Has there been opposition in your life? I know she mentioned that. I've heard it on Jill Scott and some other artists' CDs and things, the word hater. What does the word hater mean to you? Has there been opposition in your life from people?
So people that's putting me down, that they, you know what I'm saying, that turn their back on me, that then don't, you know what I'm saying, that don't believe in me, you know, that's haters, you know what I'm saying, people that don't want to see me come up in the world.
Okay. And there's too many of them. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. We need to help each other, not bring each other down, love each other like God wants.
For real.
Yeah. We need to help each other.
It's already hard right now, so, you know, trying to bring somebody down, I'm not on that. I'm trying to help. That's what I'm here for. I want to be somebody's blessing.
Somebody's blessing, not somebody hated. So basically what you're saying, you're not anybody's enemy. You're not trying to hurt anybody. You're too busy trying to go up. You don't have time to bring anybody else down, and I think that's great. That's what I think you're saying. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
Are there a lot of your family members listening to the show?
I can't answer that question. I don't know about that, but I know my wife and my kids right here. So that's my thing.
Okay, let's talk some more about your CD. Let's learn some more. You said it takes you about an hour to write. To work on two songs, you write them yourself and you perform them yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said that this is your first CD. Would you like to give the name of it again to promote it?
The mixtape is called Young Stupid, Brand New Kid on the Block. And it's my first song is Brand New.
Brand
and then my
new.
Second song is Louis Gang.
Hey, that is great. That is great. There's nothing wrong with putting positivity out there, being a positive person.
Yes, ma'am.
So have you had the opportunity to perform at the Boss Mansion?
Say it again.
Have you had the opportunity to perform at the Boss Mansion? Boss Mansion?
No, ma'am.
Not yet? Okay, Okay. So do you want to stay an independent artist? I mean, I've had people on the show who said things like it's better to be an independent artist or independent label than to work for a major record label. Do you believe that's true?
I can't answer that one. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. That's fine. That's more than fine. Okay. So I'm going to get ready to go to break. in a little bit here. I'm not done. We've got about 15 more minutes, I believe, into the show. So when you perform, when you're performing, do you have other people on the stage with you?
Yeah, I do, but not. I probably have like one or two people with me, but really I don't.
Okay, you can have one or two people performing with you. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds great. I bet you can really put on a show. I've seen some of your stuff, so I know you can, but the people listening don't know.
Yeah, I like to get high.
Glad to get hype. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Have you did other radio interviews?
No, this is my first one.
It's your first one? Okay. All right. Well,
but I'm planning on doing plenty more too.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be too. I'm sure there will be too. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing more about you and learning more about you and your music, and I hope you're blessed in your career.
Thank you, Ms. Angela. I appreciate you.
You're
too.
I always do this, but thank you. I do this often, but I don't mind helping. If I see a way that I can help somebody, I'll do it. I'm not a hater either. Not a hater either. Yeah, I don't hate on people.
I know that's right.
Yeah, not good to hate. It comes back at you. Yeah, it comes back at you twofold.
Mm.
So on your CD, what is your favorite? Well, do you have a favorite rap on there that you like?
Yeah, my favorite song is Movie Game.
Say it again.
My favorite song on my CD is Louie Gang.
Oh, okay.
And when I'm talking about how my kids, they're in love with Louis Vuitton.
Okay. All right. Louis Vuitton, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. That's what Louie Gang stands for, Louis Vuitton. I'm talking about everything gotta be Louis Vuitton.
Okay. All right. Okay, that is good. It's kind of funny though, in a way, but it's also I understand what you're saying. Mm.
Yeah, you know, I try to switch it up. You know, I hear people talking about Gucci. You know, I ain't got no problem with Gucci. He says, you know, I feel like I want to come up with that song because I don't too many hear people rap about it or whatever. So I feel like it was one of my things to go ahead and bring, try to come up with something with Louis and try to change it up and be different from others.
And you are. You're different. You're unique. You're
yes,
unique.
Ma'am.
You're an individual. Your style is an individual style.
Yes,
and you
ma'am.
Said you were 10 years old when you learned about hip-hop. That's amazing that you've been doing that this long. That's amazing. That means you're an intelligent kid.
Yes, man. I do got something coming in myself.
Okay. So you didn't tell me what your greatest achievement was so far in your life. Is it your children, your career, your wife?
It's my children. You know, I put a man of a girl first and then my kids and then my wife.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that.
That's my biggie.
I cannot pass
my
off
biggie.
That. That's your biggie? I understand.
Yeah, my biggie. That's my biggie.
Okay. All right. All right, listeners. We have Young Stupid, which is his stage name. His real name is Troy. And we have him on Show Talk with Angela Butler. He's talking about his career. He's letting people know that he's in Walmart and Kmart. So any of you who are interested, check him out. Pick up that CD in Walmart or Kmart. Thank you being for a pleasant surprise. Next, I would like to talk about the Wright Foundation. The Right Foundation is an organization that helps people who are families who are about to be homeless or are homeless. They're not a charity. That is a charity that they're not giving hand out. They're giving hand up. So if you like to donate to the Right Foundation, the website is the Right Foundation.com, and that is their website, and that is where you can go to donate or find out about the Right Foundation. And again, everybody needs a little help sometimes. And to say that we all can exist in the world without each other, well, that's not right. Hold on. Sorry about that. I dropped off the air. I apologize for that. Like I said, the Right Foundation is an organization that helps people who are families who are about to become homeless. And if it's not a handout that they're giving a hand up. For those of you who want to donate or who want to find out about the Right Foundation, the best thing to do is to contact them at the Right Foundation, WRIGHT Foundation.com. That's the Right Foundation.com. And all of you who are able and willing, support that foundation here in Florida. The lady who's over the foundation is very nice. She really believes in giving back to her community. All right, so we're back. I'm talking with Young Stupid, better known as Troy. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about that hasn't been talked about? Something that I missed?
You forgot to say my name, right? It's Tori.
Tori, okay. Your name is Tori, not Troy. Okay. Well, maybe I need a hearing aid. Because I could have swore you said Tori. Okay, but it's Troy. Forgive me, listeners. His name is Troy, not Tori. Maybe I didn't need a hearing aid. Seriously. Tori?
It's Tori, not Troy.
Tori. Okay, I got you. I understand what you said. Yeah, I do understand.
Yeah, you okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your kindness. I'm trying to get G-Man on the phone, but something is wrong here. I don't understand. I'm trying to get him on the air, but it's not working correctly. Because he's listening, but he cannot get on. G-Man has a favorite single that I like on his CD. It's called Who That Got Your Back.
Uh-huh.
He's the original G-Man. That's what he calls himself, and he's worked with Raw Bass before. He's major in the industry. He's been a bodyguard, things like that. So if you ever purchase his CD, just remember that he's worked with a lot of greats. He's also been a bodyguard. So he's really a good person.
Good person, too.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with this. G-Man, I apologize to you. I know you're trying to get on, and the show is about to end. In about 5 minutes, again, I apologize for the trouble that Blog Talk is having. So is there anything, young stupid, which is your stage name, that you would like to say that hasn't been covered, such as maybe say a shout-out to your wife or your friends, your children, your relatives?
I want to just give a shout out to all my supporters, G-Man, my wife, my kids, and everybody that's supporting me, getting the time to listen to me right now, and thanking the man up above for giving me this opportunity.
Nothing wrong with that. Cannot find fault with that. All right. So I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Again, I apologize to Jeanne for what just happened. I know he was trying to get on, he couldn't. But the original G-Man, he's really a great person, and I encourage listeners to go out and buy his CD. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm getting ready to end the show. So it was good interviewing you, and I hope to have you back on the show one day.
I appreciate you, too. I hope one day I'll come back again, too.
I hope so, too. And, hey, I'm glad I was your first interview.
Hello?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Hello. Is she still talking to me? She was still talking to me.